Veteran opposition leader Michael Sata sprang into an early lead as the first election returns came in from his strongholds in urban areas and Zambia's mining zones. However, acting President Rupia Banda gradually gained ground as results began to come in from rural areas where his support is greatest. The elections were called following the death in August of the late President Levi Mwanawasa from a stroke. An analyst with South Africa's Institute for Security Studies, Judy Smith-Hoon, says as a result, the campaign was short, though heated.
It's been a very highly contested election. They've had a very short time to actually prepare for it. So it's hard to tell what the tendencies, how it would have been if they'd had a few months' chance to actually really sort of get the battle going.
Mr. Banda campaigned, pledging to continue Mr. Mwanawasa's pro-business and corruption-fighting policies. These are credited for taming inflation and bringing 5% annual economic growth. Sata campaigned on the need for change, saying that the economic gains had not reached the poor. Voter turnout was low for the election. Some observers say this was because of the short time available to prepare voters. Others said it was because the winner will only serve 2 years, the time remaining in Mr. Mwanawasa's term. The opposition has complained of rigging, but election officials maintain that the vote was free and fair. In the elections 2 years ago, Sata complained of rigging after he was narrowly defeated by Mr. Mwanawasa. However, the results were eventually upheld. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Dakar.